Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Beya Lamed Gimel. We begin two lines from the top of the Amud. In the upcoming Amud, we will discuss the permissible uses of wood on Yom Tov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who requires hazmana, you can only use something if it was designated for that use. Otherwise, it's considered muktzah. Therefore, when it comes to wood, as Rashi on Amud Beis explains for us, wood is generally used for building, for crafting, etc., and is therefore considered muktzah. Chacham say, well, if you're going to use it for firewood, then go ahead, it's not muktzah if it's going to be used specifically for that function. However, if he decides to divert its use, use it for other purposes, the Gemara will tell us, we'll give us several examples of such, where it's considered muktzah because it was not meant for that function. Begins the Gemara, going back to the Mishnah, which told us that you cannot support a kedera, a pot, using a bakas, a log. Likewise, you shouldn't use a door to support, to lean on your pot, to support it, keep it upright. Who thinks to use a big door to support a little pot? The pot's going to crack. Rather, the Mishnah meant v'chein adelas. Do not use a log to hold up a door. And the point here is because you're diverting its use, you're taking wood and using it for something other than firewood, in which case it's considered muktzah on Yom Tov, Tana Rabban, as we learned in the following braise, which explains this halacha. Ein soimechinas hakadera bebekas. You can't support a pot using a bekas, a log, v'chein adelas, likewise to hold up a door with a log on Yom Tov. Why? L'fi shalei nitnu eitzim elala soka. Because on Yom Tov, wood is only meant for heating, for fueling. So if you're going to use that wood in that capacity, la soka, as firewood, fine. But otherwise, it's considered off limits, undesignated, unprepared for that use, and considered muktzah. But Rabbi Shimon matter, of course, Rabbi Shimon does not apply muktzah in this case. He doesn't hold of this broad application of muktzah. He holds something which is functioning, something which is benefiting you, is not muktzah, despite the fact that it wasn't prepared for this purpose. Ve'ein manhigin, going back to the Mishnah, ve'ein manhigin as a behemah b'makel b'yamtiv. Rabbi Lezer b'shimah matar. Likewise, not meant to take a makel, a stick, and lead your animal with it on yamtiv. According to Rabbi Lezer b'shimah, it's mutter. The Gemara figures at this point, again, we're discussing a muktzah concern. Tanakama says, wood, stick, a makel, for hasaka only, for firewood. But otherwise, leading an animal with that wood would be considered a problem. It's muktzah. It's not meant for that purpose. On Yom Tov, wood is muktzah, unless being used for firewood. Whereas Lezer B'Shimon apparently does not hold the muktzah concern here. Lema Reb Lezer B'Shimon, Kavu Asrile. Perhaps Reb Lezer is following his father Reb Shimon's Shita, the Lesle Muktzah, who says, even something undesignated is not considered muktzah. This is more not necessarily loy. How do you know that's the pshat? Perhaps we're not dealing with a muktzah concern. It's a different concern. And even Rabbi Shimon, who would not apply muktzah in this case, would not agree to this principle that any other use would be used in any other capacity other than burning is considered muktzah. Even if he does not hold of that concern, but he would agree leading an animal through a street with a makel is not meant to be done. Why? Baha afilu Rab Shimon might, even Rab Shimon would agree that it's a problem. Mishum de mechzi, because when a person leads his animal in this manner, it looks like, it gives the appearance, kiman da'ozu l'chinka, as though he's on the way to the marketplace. Rashi says, it's a machel, a circle where they just walk around and around. And it presents itself as a commercial activity going to the marketplace, and therefore, it shouldn't be done on Yom Tov. So although perhaps there's no muktzah concern, but this concern applies, and true, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon obviously doesn't hold to that concern, it's mutter, but his father, Reb Shimon, perhaps would hold its aser. Since it's not a muktzah issue, rather, it's because of the appearance of a commercial type of enterprise. Continues the Gemara. Chizra, what about a branch? So it's a pointy branch, and he'd like to use it as a shifud, as a spit on which to roast his meat. So he's not actually fueling with it, and not actually burning it and using it as firewood, but he'd like to roast his meat on this chizra, on this branch. Rav Nachman, asar, he says you can't do that. It's moktza. You see, he didn't make it into a kli before Yom Tov. Just has this branch sitting around, which he decides today on Yom Tov to use it as a spit. It's moktza, because he's using it in a capacity other than firewood. Rav Shesh is shari. He says you can use it for this purpose as well. The Gemara explains, bitter ativa, if it's a moist branch, which cannot be used for fueling, kuli amule pligi da asr, all agree you cannot use it on Yom Tov, certainly in this spit capacity, because it's muktzah, period. It's not even suitable for firewood. Ki pligi biyavesht. The discussion applies to a dried branch, which can theoretically be used in a firewood capacity. But now he'd like to divert its use. He'd like to use it for roasting on a shvut, a spit. Oh, so what's the machlekes? Man da asa. Rav Nachman says it's asa. Amalek, he explains, he holds, leinitnu etzim ala saka, period. Wood for a saka only. Chacham only allow you to use wood on Yom Tov if you're going to burn it, if you're going to fuel with it. But in any other capacity, we consider it moktza. So you can't take the chizra branch and use it as a spit. Uman da shari, whereas Rav Sheshes, who says mutter, amalek, he holds, what's the difference? Using it as fuel, using it as a spit to roast with it, they're similar functions. It's being used in similar capacity. Malay litzlis boy, what's the difference if you're roasting with it? Malay litzlis b'gachalasay, or using it as firewood and roasting it as using a charcoal. Either way, you're preparing food, you're roasting food. What's the difference if it's directly or indirectly in its whole form, in its charcoal form? Sefer Shesha says, I understand. Eitzim are meant to be used lahasaka, to fuel, to roast, to make a fire. Well, that's exactly what he's doing. He's roasting with it. So going to this version of the Gemara, when it comes to a moist branch, it's certainly moktza, because it can't serve in hasaka capacity. A dry branch, which can be used in the fueling function, question is, could I use it in a slightly different variation, in a chizra, in a shvud spit capacity? One says yeah, one says no. Ikadamri is another version of this machlekes. Biyavesh to kulei alma pligi l'shari. This branch is dry and suitable to be used as firewood. Of course, you can use it as firewood and as a spit, because of the svara that we mentioned. But similar enough functions. And if it's not muktza to be used as a hasaka, then it can be used as a shfud as well. Ki pligi b'ratifta, the question applies when it's moist. Oh, so can I use it or not? Ma, the asar, the one that says no. That's because the lechazil hasaka, a moist branch, a fresh branch, cannot be used for firewood. And therefore, it's muktza, you can't use it as a spit as well. Uman de shari, whereas the other shita holds, it's mutter, the amalach. Because he says, hachazil hasagadol. Look, true, you can't light a moist branch, but let's say you have a large fire, you throw it in. It's going to catch fire eventually. And in that case, it's not muktza, if you choose to use it in a hasagadol. Therefore, he says, once it can serve in a hesek capacity as firewood, then it's not moktza. Then I can use it as a spit as well. So what's the conclusion? Yivesh to shari, if it's a dried branch, in which case it can function as firewood, then it can use it in this capacity as well, use it as a spit. Relative to asr, whereas if it's moist, it cannot be lit in ordinary fire. So although if you throw it into a big fire, it's okay, it won't be muktza if you're actually using it in that capacity, but typically it's not meant to be used as firewood, it doesn't have that functionality, and therefore you can't use it to roast on it as well. Dorash Rav announced, Isha lo techanes l'dir etzim. And women should be careful not to walk into the wood storage room, little man wood, to pull out a piece of wood, and a piece of eight. Rashi says, lasis ud latanur, to form it into a, to use it in a as a rake, to rake out the ashes of the oven. Once again, it's the same concept that wood is meant to be used for hasaka, for fueling, for burning only, as opposed to this case, which is just taking a piece of wood and using it in a slightly different capacity. Vuchanishbar, let's say you really have a rake. It was designated as such before Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov it broke apart. Also, lasika b'yantiv, you can't use it as firewood on Yom Tov. Why? Because it just took on a new form. It became from a kli into a non-kli. It's a new entity, which was not here. It was not present in this way coming into Yom Tov. So it was not prepared to be used in this capacity. Lefishim asikin mekelim, because if you choose, you can take a kli and use it as firewood, no problem. Ve'ein masikin b'shivir kelim, as opposed to something which broke apart on Yom Tov, that's called noil. It's a new entity, took on a new shape, new form, and cannot be used in this capacity on Yom Tov because it's unprepared for this type of use. Now, of course, this whole Gemara is following Shitas, a Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of this type of muktzah interpretation, that something unprepared is considered muktzah, and Rav as well, who warns against using an ordinary piece of wood as a rake, is following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Really? Lememra? Do you mean to say the Rav of Rabbi Yehuda Svirli? The Rav follows Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, something unprepared is muktzah? This le muktzah? That applies muktzah in this case? Va'amalei Rav le'shamit. Didn't Rav tell his shamas? Tavi li'var avza, please roast for me a young duckling. V'shadi me'el le'shunra. And its intestines tossed to the cat. What do you mean? It wasn't designated for this type of use. Coming into Yom Tov, it was part of the duck. It was part of the duck, which is meant l'achilas adam. How can you decide on Yom Tov, okay, I'm going to take part of it and throw it to the animal? Contribute to its muktzah. Awesome, there it's different. You know why? Kiva de masrachi, because he knows full and well these intestines are going to get spoiled soon. And we're speaking that he obviously didn't need them today. There's no use for it on Yom Tov. And if he's going to leave them over till tomorrow, it's going to spoil. In which case, the only thing he can do is feed it to the animals. And therefore, initially, he knew he was going to do that. Me esmoil, daite iloya. Coming into Yom Tov, he already knew. He had his das. This is what he planned on doing with the intestines, to toss it to the cat. And therefore, there's no muktzah concerns because it was prepared for this purpose. Okay, so in conclusion, we had this concept of lo nitnu etzem el la'asaka. Chacham only allow you to use wood in a firewood capacity. And this, of course, is in line with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of this type of muktzah, unprepared, is called muktzah. And we had several examples. Don't use a log to hold up a pot, to hold up a door, to lead an animal through the street. Perhaps to use the branch as a spit, and Rava's case, to use it as a rake. And of course, Rashi points out that we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon, that lack of hazmana does not create a muktzah concern, and therefore you can't go ahead and use wood in other capacities as well. Continues the mission. Rav Lezer Omer, Noitel Adam Kesam Mishalafanav. On Yom Tov, a person could take a little spindle, a splinter of wood, lying before him, Lachzitz Beishinav, to pick his teeth. You can take a piece of wood and decide, okay, I'm using it as a toothpick. Apparently, it's a small piece of wood, it's meant for toothpicking as well, not just to be used as firewood. Umagaviv Minachotzer Madlik. And likewise, if he wants to actually light a fire, he can gather together all these little spindles throughout his chatzar, and light it. Shekol ma shebachatzar muchanu, because anything in the chatzar is considered ready, prepared, to be used as firewood. So Rebbe Lezer is applying two kulos. Number one, you can use a splinter in a capacity other than burning, than lighting, than firewood. Number two, you can gather splinters from throughout the chatzar, little twigs, and light them. It's considered muhan. V'chachamim ayrim, they disagree on both accounts. Megavev mishelafanav umadlik. Number one, wood, only for lighting. Can't use it as a splinter, as a toothpick. Only madlik. Number two, only if it's in front of him. Only if the splinter is sitting in the house. But if it's out in the chatzar, Rashi says, it's too much of a tircha to gather together these little splinters, little spindles and little branches. And the fact that he didn't prepare in advance is an indication that he wasn't really planning on using it. It's called muktzah. It wasn't meant to be used in this capacity. So in the house, yeah, but out in the chatzar, no. Okay, so two things the Chacham disagree. Number one, you can only use wood strictly for firewood purposes and not for toothpicking. Number two, when it comes to little pieces of wood, if it's in the house, it's prepared, but in the chatzar, have to gather together all these branches, we assume that that's not what he had planned on doing, and it's considered muktzah. One more halacha, says the Mishnah, one cannot generate a flame, leimena etzim, from rubbing two pieces of wood together, leimena avanim, rubbing stones together, leimena afar, rubbing different types of earth together, leimena afim, nor from a heated shingle, leimena mayim, from heated water. Rashi says, they would take a glass, fill it with water, have the sun bake it, and once the water and the glass get so hot, you bring a little, some type of fiber, touch it there, and catches fire. So that's v'leimen ha'mayim, creating fire from water. And v'leimen ha'ofim seems to be a similar case where you're heating up some type of shingle to the point that when you touch some fiber to it, it lights fire. So you can't do that. Why? Because you're not meant to create something new on Yom Tov. You can light from a pre-existing flame, but to create something anew is problematic. It gives the appearance of producing of malacha shleima, which is asar on yontav, and this is midrabon. Ve'im malabinin esara afim lisas mahen. Likewise, you can't extensively heat the shingles to use them for roasting. The Gemara explained the reason for this. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda oich lebehema, animal feed ein behen mishum tikun kli. What does this mean? It says Rashi on top. Oich lebehema. Straw, reed leaves, all types of animal feed. You can create a kli from it. What does this mean? You can clip, you can trim, and adjust a piece of hay. You can trim it and adjust it, make it into a toothpick. That's okay because it's food, it's animal feed. It's not going to stay, it's not meant to stay this way. It's food. It's food, it's not a kli. That's a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Once we're speaking about toothpicks in the Mishnah, he tells us, look, you take a straw, you take something which is a machal behema, there's no problem forming it into a toothpick. There's no concern of kli. Says the Gemara in the second line, Eisvei Rav Kana Rav Yehuda, Rav Kana Asa Makasha. We have a braisa, which says, Metatlan Atzi Besomim, L'Riach Ben. One can go ahead on Shabbos and Yom Tov, move around fragrant branches to smell them, ulahanef ben lechayla, to wave them before the chayla, umaydalay, and he can roll and rub this branch, umiriachpay, to generate a nice aroma, v'loik temenu liriachpay. However, you shouldn't clip it in order to generate a more powerful scent. You shouldn't do that. V'im Katmai, but if he should have done that, Pater will also. If he does it, it's not like he did a malacha. He's Pater from Chatos. Because he didn't do it to make a kli. Rashi says it wasn't a shame kli. But of course it's Aser, and the reason is because of a gzera. Because next time, he might actually trim it to use it as a toothpick. And that would be a malacha, because he's making a kli. It's a derais. So although in this case his kavanah is just l'riach boy, to generate a pleasant aroma, he shouldn't be doing it because it could lead to trimming it for kli purposes. As the braisa continues, lach tzoyis boy shinav, to clip it, to adjust it, to trim it, in order to make it into a toothpick, to pick his teeth. Lo yiktimenu, you shouldn't do that. V'imkatmoy chayev chatas. In this case, made a kli. So if he trimmed it for that purpose, he's chayev chatas. This is a straight kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, who said that oichel behema never presents a concern of kli. What does the Brisa tell us here? Atzi besamim. Rashi says, amongst atzi besamim, you have some things which are edible to animals. If you clip it and form it into a toothpick, you're chayev chatas. Omar leis Ravida responds, you're right on, 100%. That's a good kasha. Hash the potter aval asur, kakashali. You know what? The Brisa would have only said that if this fellow clips the branch into a toothpick, it's asur. It's not chayev chatas, it's asur drabon. That in itself would have been a good kasha on me, because I said it's motel chatchila. That itself would have sufficed as a kasha. Chayev chatas nebaya. Certainly, and of course, when the Brisa says doing it generates a chatas, of course it's a kasha me. I really have to reckon with this kasha. I have to address it. I'll tell you what. Let's address it like this. There are two types of branches. Elo kitanya hi bekashin. Very simple. The Brisa is discussing stiff, hard branches, which is not macha behima. Okay, I wasn't talking about that. I was speaking about soft and pliable animal feed, straw, leaves. An oichel doesn't turn into a kli. The Brisa speaking about atze besamim, branches, sticks, stiff things, which are not machal behim, in which case if they're formed into some kli, he did a malacha, it's chayiv chatos. Well, kashin bnei melila ninu? Well, the Brisa began by speaking about being moilaloi. Takes the atze besamim and rubs them and rolls them to soften them to generate the aroma. If they're hard branches, what's the point of rolling them? It's not going to do much. Oh, it says, the way you write, the Brisa is speaking about soft and hard. The Brisa is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words and read as follows. We begin by saying, if you want to produce the reyach, you can rub it, you can smell it. Clip it, trim it, and then smell it. When is this said? What's it referring to? Berachim. Soft and pliable branches. In which case, even if you're gonna design it into a toothpick, you haven't done anything. So there's no concern with rubbing, rolling, trimming. Aval b'kashin. But when speaking about hard branches, which are not considered macha behema, lo yiktimenu. In that case, you should not clip it. If he did it, he's potter. He didn't do a malacha, because the fact is, he wasn't trying to make it kli. He was trying to generate the reyach. It's potter aval aser. Why is it aser? Because we're speaking about a branch. And this could lead to trimming for the sake of a toothpick. As the Brisa continues, lachtzeis b'yishinav, if he trimmed it to make it into a toothpick, lo yiktimenu. He shouldn't do that. V'imkatmoy chayev chatos. Because he already made a kli. Okay, so we have two different types of cases, including the Brisa, rachin and kachin. Rakin are soft branches, soft and pliable material, which is machal behema, which can never be turned into halachic kli. So rubbing, trimming, it's all mutter. And even if he decides to use it as a toothpick, it's not called tikkun kli. Whereas when it comes to kashin, branches, over there we have the iser. Because if you should trim it in order to design a toothpicker, you have done a malacha. Therefore the Brisa says, be careful. Stay one step away. Don't even trim it for reyach purposes. In which case, he'll be asur mid rabbanan, because it can lead to trimming for being chaytetz shinav, to be used as a toothpick, in which case it's a malacha deres. Continues the Maratani Chad, we have one Brisa which says, Koitmo yim reyach boy. You can clip it to generate the reyach. But Tanidach, another Brisa we learn, Lo yiktimenu lo reyach boy. You shouldn't do that. So we have a stira between two Brises. Amar Abzir, Amar Abchizda, very simple. Lo kasha, the answer is, Ha barachin, ha bekashin. Soft and pliable ones, no concern, do what you want. Kashin, hard, stiff branches, then you have a concern. Don't start clipping, because you might clip it to turn into a toothpick, in which case you did a tikkun kli of halacha d'oraisa. Mask of Lord of Achav or Yaakov, he had a kasha. Bekashin amayloi, what's wrong with clipping the hard branch if your kavana is for reyach? Why would the chacham be concerned about clipping for reyach on account of clipping to make a kli? Two things don't really relate to each other, two different functions. In fact, we find in a Mishnah, chacham were not concerned about this type of concern. Ma'ishnava says, Madasnan, why is this different than the other halacha we learned in Masechet Shabbos? Shaver Adam Asachavis. Lechol Emen Agregris. If he has a barrel filled with figs, he can break the barrel to get into it. Ubavashle is kavan, unless it's clear, as long as he doesn't design the opening nicely, in which case it's going to continue serving as a kli, that's a problem. That's a malacha. But just break it haphazardly, that's no concern. No concern that he's going to decide next time to make it to a kli. This is breaking, that's creating two different things. Here as well, when it comes to the branch, he just wants to clip it a bit to expose the fragrance inside. That's all he's doing. Why would that lead a person to clip it to design a toothpick? Two different things. That's one kash, which tomorrow we'll address later. Avoid another kash. So you tell me that you can't clip branches, even if the kavanah is for reyach, because it might lead to malacha? Listen to this. Harava barav adam. And also Rabban barav adam. Damar tavayu, they both said, Kavin and Beirav Yudah, when we came to Ravida's house, hava mavshach, v'yavlon. He had a detached plant, which was a fragrant plant. He would rip off branches, hava mavshach, clip off branches. V'yavlon, he gave us alusa alusa. These big branches. Afagav, dechazia. Even though these branches are suitable, theoretically, they're hard, stiff branches, like sticks, they're suitable to be used for a lekatata, as a handle for an axe, lekatata de nargi, machatzini, the handle of a wood carver. Right? But his kavana was not to make it kli. He's just giving us a smell from psamim. So apparently we're not concerned that reyach will lead into malacha. How does this fit with the brice that we learned before? That branches, fragrant branches, atzi b'sam, should not be clipped at all, even if the point is just to expose the fragrance inside. Says more like kasha, the answer is like this. It depends whose shita you're following. Harab Lezer, Harabono. According to Rabbi Lezer, there is a concern of malacha, and therefore don't even do it l'reach, because if you do it l'reach, you might clip it, you might trim it, to turn into a toothpick, in which case you did a malacha, even though you're doing it manually, without using tools. According to Rabbi Lezer, clipping, adjusting, trimming a branch, and turning it into a toothpick, even though you did it manually, with your fingers, your hands, is considered a malacha. And therefore, stay a step away. Don't even do it for the sake of reich. That's Rabbi Lezer. And his shita is reflected in the braisa earlier. Don't be koitem l'hariach. When it's cushion, when it's a stiff, hard branch. Whereas the Rabbanon hold, unless you actually use a tool, you haven't really done much. This improvised toothpick, although awesome at the Rabbanon, it's not called a malacha there, right? It's not a real tick and kli. And therefore, they don't hold of the gzera by ktima l'riach. That way you can trim a branch to generate the reyach, because it's already two steps away from the rice. Let's say you do that and it leads you to doing more. The trimming to make a toothpick. Okay, you haven't done the rice now either. Even that would only be even the Rabbanon. Because it might lead to doing it with a tool. So, suffice to say that trimming lachtei shinov is awesome the Rabbanon. But to go two steps away and say, well, even trimming to generate reyach, where his kavanah is at all, unconnected to making kalim, that's certainly not a concern or a matter. And that shita was reflected in the practice, in the minig of the Rabbi Yudah over there, that he used to give them these branches, because it was l'riach. And according to Rabban, there's no gzera by l'riach. Where do we find this machlokes? We turn Rabbi Lezer and Rabban. This sanya, as we find the following price. Rabbi Lezer, Oymer, noitel adam kesa m'shalafanov, lachtis b'yishinov. Okay, this is referring back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer says, this is so far unrelated to our discussion, a side point, that you can take a splinter and use it as a toothpick on Yom Tov. No concern of Moktzav. No, don't do that. The only thing you can take is Elam Ova Shel Behema from a feeding trough, the animal feeding trough where it's muchan for achila, and therefore it can be used as a toothpick as well. But typically, eitzim are off limits. As we learned earlier, really you meant to, it should be mukta completely. Rashi says it's meant to be formed into a kli, etc. The Chacham said, okay, firewood, that's okay. But otherwise, it's mukta. As opposed to something which is sitting in the feeding trough of the animal, it's oimed l'achil, it's mukhan for any tzerech, as Rashi says, even to be used as a toothpick. Okay, that's number one. The next part of the brisa pertains to us. Vishavan, both, meaning Blaz and Rabban, both agree, shaloyik temenu. He shouldn't take a splinter and trim it, sharpen it. V'im katmai, lachzais beishinav. Let's say he did it. He turned it into a toothpick. V'liftoich b'yadelas, or to open a door to pick the lock. So he actually made a kli. The thing is that he did it manually. He didn't use a tool. Oh. So according to Rabbi Lezer, we say like this. B'shegeg, b'shabes chayev chattas. If he did it on Shabbos, b'shegeg means a chattas. Or if he did it b'mezer, b'yamtiv. Soivig is arbaim, he gets malchus. You see, yamtiv, there's no issue of shegeg, because it's only malchus. There's no punishment for a shegeg on malchus. That's why the Braisa went over to mezer. Want to address yamtiv as well. Show that on yamtiv, Shabbos and yamtiv, there's a concern. So if he did it b'mezer on yamtiv, there is malchus. It's fine. Divrei Blazer. Here we see. It's considered a malach. He did a kli, even though he did it manually, without using any tools. Trimming, adjusting the kisam, and putting it, turning it into a toothpick, is a malach. V'chacham o'aymim, no. Echad zeh, whether it's on Shabbos or Yantav, ein el mishum shvuz, it's only a shvuz, which means issa d'rabban. This manual design is not considered a true kli. It's only d'rabban. So now, how does it apply to our discussion? Rabbi Lezer, the Gama Asam, Chayev Chatas. Rabbi Lezer holds that trimming a piece of wood into a toothpick is called a malacha, and it gets Chatas, Hachapat Aval Asam. Therefore, if he's only doing it, Lahariach, generate an aroma, not to make it clear, it's Potter. There's no Issa D'oraisa, but it's Asam D'Rabban, because we have to keep you a step away from the Issa D'oraisa. And this is one step away. And this sheet is reflecting the Braisa earlier. You're not meant to clip a branch, L'Hariach, because keep away from the Issa D'oraisa. However, Rabban the Ka'amri Asam Potav al Asam, Rabban will hold, in this case, where he's trimming it, to turn it into a toothpick, since he did it manually without a tool, it's not Issa D'Oraisa, it's Potter, but it's Asam D'Rabbanu, because it might lead to truly producing a kli. If that's the case, then Hacha, over here, when he's just trying to smell, it's unrelated to making Kalim, of course it's Mutal Chatchila. Why would I say it's Asar? Because it might lead you to do that, which might lead you to do the other thing? It's too far, two steps away. We never apply Xera this far. And this opinion of the Rabbanu is reflected in that ma'aseh, that story described earlier, where Rav Yehuda would offer them these branches, these sticks of fragrant wood, even though they can be used as handles of tools, because that wasn't the kavanah. Kavanah was l'hariach. Okay, so bottom line is like this. We speak about hard branches, cushion. Can you trim them? Could you clip them? Well, it depends. For what purpose? If you're actually trying to make it into a kli, such as a toothpick, if it was done with a tool, all agree it's a malacha. If it was done manually, Rabban says it's a malacha. Rabban says no, it's only asam d'rabbanan. Now let's go back a step. What about it's only lahariach? To extract the extraction from inside the besamim. So according to Rabban Lezer, that's a step away of the isadar, from the isadar raisa. And therefore the isadar rabbanan. Too far from the Issa D'Oraisa. Because even if you should form it into a toothpick, it's not Asam D'Oraisa. So therefore, the Hariach is Mutal Chatchil. Now, we had that Kasha from the Mishnah where it says you can break up a Chavis to access the figs inside. And it doesn't seem, we don't seem to have any concerns of Keli. that he might actually try to design the opening and make a kli from it. So why is it that according to Rabbi Lezer, you can't clip a branch lahariach because you might decide to make it into a toothpick? I'm breaking a branch to smell it. I'm not trying to make it kli. Why is it different than the Mishnah? Rabbi Lezer, hodasnan. What does Rabbi Lezer do with that Mishnah, which says shayver adam asachavus lechel mena gregris? A person can break open the barrel to reach the gregris. Says kli, as long as he's not trying to form a kli, as long as he's not trying to design a proper opening, which will remain as such and function in that capacity, as long as that's not his kavan, he's just breaking it open haphazardly, that's okay. So what about the branch? Why can't I just clip it to take out the to extract the fragrance? I'm not trying to make a kli. Amar Ravashi, kitanya ahi b'mustaki. It's different. That Mishnah is speaking about a mustaki, a barrel which had already broken apart and was just glued back together with some sort of sap material. And therefore says Rashi, there's no gzera there. It's a disposable barrel. As soon as he breaks it open and takes out the material, it's not something of value. He's not going to try to design it and make it into a kli. Rashi has another pshat. Tosfos has another pshat. He says, since it's so fragile and brittle, there's no chashash that he's going to sit there and try to make a nice big opening. He's going to try to minimize the neck of the hole because the whole thing might fall apart on him. According to the Ri, he says, another pshat in Tosfos, that since the whole thing is just some improvised type of container, it's glued together, a bunch of pieces glued together, he says, even if you actually try to design a nice opening, it would not be considered a tikkun kli. It's not really a kli to begin with anymore. So in conclusion, we learned about being kaitim, trimming branches, trimming hay. So the Gemara made that distinction between rakin and kushin. By rakin, by soft and pliable materials, which are considered machal behema, clipping, trimming, adjusting, no concern whatsoever, because it's food. Food doesn't turn into a kli. When it comes to kushin, branches, here we have a discussion. So according to Rabbi Lezer, even if he's trimming it, lahariach is asur midrabanan, because it might lead to trimming lachtos shinav, which is chayv in atayr. According to Chachamim, lahariach is no problem. You know why? Because even if it actually does it lachtos shinav, it's only asur midrabanan, because it's done by hand. And therefore, suffice that we apply an isur midrabanan in that case. We're not going to apply isur midrabanan. It's only lahariach, which is really two steps away. Continues the Gemara, umugaved mena chotzer. Person gathered little branches from his chotzer, use it as firewood. Tan rabban, umugaved mena chotzer matlik. Shekol ma shebachotzer muchanu, whatever is in your chotzer, is considered prepared for domestic use. Ubilvad provided chile yasa, tziburin, tziburin. It doesn't make piles of these branches. Reb Shimon Amati allows you to do that as well. But my kamiflagi, what's the pshat in the machlekes? What's the concern? Mar sober, Tanakama holds. If you make piles, merci de kamachnif la macher. It looks like you're engaged in preparing for long-term use. You're being machnif, you're gathering la macher for tomorrow's use, uloyay machrina for another day. And you're doing it letzerech weekday. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Umar Savar, Reb Shimon holds, no concern, k'day ros, and mechachas olav. You have a pot sitting here. Everybody sees you trying to cook up the pot. And there's no concern of appearance. Or he can't produce a new flame. My time of Hashem to come moilad be Yom Tov. He's creating, he's generating something new on Yom Tov, which is asur midrabban. Ve'im labin and saraf, you can't heat up these shingles. Ma'ika Ovid, what's wrong? What's he doing? We're speaking about never before used shingles. So you never have used them for roasting. And therefore you shouldn't heat them up for the first time on Yom Tov, because he has to check them. Soon Rashi will explain for us. Some explain the reasons, because he has to harden them. Let's go up to Rashi on top line. He has to check them whether they're durable, whether they're going to be up to the task. So he's checking them out. Before he actually uses them, he wants to check them, heats them up. You shouldn't do it on Yom Tov. It might turn out that it didn't really wasn't up to the task, and it bursts. In which case, he exerted himself unnecessarily. So you know to do this testing procedure on Yom Tov. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. Second pshat is Amrila Shetorach L'Chasmon, because they need to be galvanized and hardened before they can be used. Like Shoysam Be'esak Rishon, Hey Meschaskim Meskashim. First time they're extensively heated, they get hardened. Hilchach Afagav L'Tzorach Yom Tov Nami. Who, even though it's for the yamta purpose, the hotel and alem, because he's going to try to roast on them, miu kibun the behesek zeh nasa kli asav, says Rashi. But lemaisa, the fact is, this heating process will turn them into a kli, and you're creating, you're generating, producing a kli on yamta. In which case, it's asav. Okay, so what did we learn today? We discussed the concept of lenitnu eitzim ella lahasaka. Rashi explains. Generally speaking, wood is considered off-limits on Yom Tov. So I mean, for malacha, for building, for crafting, except there's one exception. You can use it as for firewood, but nothing else. Several examples of such diversion is use it to support a pot, support a door, lead an animal with a stick. The Gemara actually concluded we had another concern there because it appears like he's going to the marketplace. Using a branch in a non-firewood capacity, such as using it as a spit. The maskon of the Gemara was, if it's a moist spit, it's mukza. Rabbi tells us, don't walk into the firewood storage room and pull out a piece of wood to be used as a oud, a rake, for the oven. And we had another example of deviation in the Mishnah. Chacham said, you can't take a spindle and use it as a toothpick. What about clipping and trimming branches? Rachin, if they're soft and pliable, it's machal behema. Rav Yehuda tells us a chiddush. There's no concern of tikkun kli whatsoever. When it's kashin, there is a concern of tikkun kli. Oh, now, if he's just trying to clip it to bring out the reyach, according to Rav Lezer, it's aser. According to Chamim, it's muta. And the reason was because according to Rav Lezer, if he should choose to trim it, lachzei shinav, he did a malacha. Therefore, we create the gzera one step away. L'riach is asr on account of the malach. According to the Chacham, there's no concern because even if he chooses to be chaytes shinav, clipping it for that purpose is only asr on the rabban because he's only using his hands. He didn't really produce a proper toothpick, and therefore they hold it's sufficient to apply the gzera there. But if it's only l'riach, in which case he's not engaged in making a malach whatsoever, it's certainly mutter. We had two machlekes in our Mishnah. Return Belezer says you can use a spindle in a toothpick capacity, number one. Number two, you can gather branches from the chatzar to use as firewood. Rabban disagreed on both accounts. Using a spindle, achzar shinev, is considered mukta. And likewise, gathering is only mukta in the house, but not in the chatzar, where it involves tirchen. We assume it was not meant to be used in this capacity on Yom Tov. Now, according to Blazer, you can gather the branches from the chatzah as well. What about making piles? Tanakama says it's aser. It looks like he's preparing for weekdays. Rabbi Shimon says, look, his pot's sitting right here, but he sees it's for today's use. Being moiled and ash is aser. Heating the ra'afim, these shingles, for the first time is aser. We have two concerns. Either because it might burst, in which case it was unnecessary tircha, or because the first hesek, the first heating, galvanizes it, hardens it, turns it into a kli, which can't be done on Yom Tov. All the best to you, and much, much hatzlacha.